This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, besties.
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are on episode 8.
Ocho.
Yes, we're on episode 8. We're going to be starting with the I Need a Bestie really quick because it's kind of a long one. And we just wanted to get out the way in the beginning. I read it. Don't want to say your name. I read it. It's long. We're going to try to condense it because I don't want her to think that I didn't. So it says, I met my partner last summer, and we've been together for over a year now. We also live together, and we have his kiddo over every other weekend. Since meeting the baby mama one evening at an exchange in September of 2022, she constantly blamed me for every problem that came up.
Why are you so out of breath?
I don't know. I'm so sorry. Okay.
She blames her for every problem that
came up? Yes. Okay. So she feels anxious thinking about her partner's and hers future. How her hatred and distrust for me will impact his ability to co-parent and have his son 50-50. For example, she doesn't allow me to pick up the kiddo. She doesn't let me pick up kiddo up if my partner is running behind and needs me to meet her. Instead, she will put my partner in a position where he can't really say no if her husband were to pick up the kiddo. So it seems like it's like a tit for tat type of thing.
Okay.
In August, she told my partner that he was completely out of line and crazy for even asking that I drive the kiddo to a military event that my partner was working at 2 hours away. The concern wasn't my driving. It was the fact that I was going to be alone with him for 2 hours.
Okay.
From fall 2022 to summer of this year, she has started by texting my spouse or my partner that she does not respect me, never will respect me, that I'm a terrible therapist, and that she will not take things back about the things that she said to me, and she will never apologize. I don't understand why she's so cruel to me when I have purely good intentions. I haven't had the opportunity to sit down and talk with her or verbalize my intentions during an exchange. When we are at exchanges or soccer games, she doesn't even make eye contact with me. We don't even sit together. She's never looked me in the eye.
Okay.
She does not even address me by my name in text, always the girlfriend. And then it goes down saying that she wrote a letter addressed to her. It's in 3 pages, stating her intentions, providing her perspective on the concerns she's had, which came across as the boundary violations that have been mentioned. The partner really wants to give it to her, but her biggest fear was that somehow she's going to twist that information and use it against her, making them look like horrible people. So she wants to know if she should give that letter or not.
I have a lot of questions. I don't know if they're answered in there. You said they've only been together for a year, right?
Yes.
I think that's a big, because I think that's a big fear. I mean, I told you a million times, I was like, you know, you don't know how long
someone's going to be around.
Someone's going to be around. So to fully entrust that person, that was a big, you know, like I said, concern with when Mike first got with Tiffany. You know, like involving someone to the point where they're alone with your child and going to family events and doing all this stuff and her putting trust in someone that might not be around next year. It just kind of seems like not a waste of time, but I mean, because they are around your kid, you should want to know the people who are around your kid. But
I could
see that the reason why she's not being super warm. We say it all the time. Like, this takes time. Like, you're not just going to have an instant bestie or, you know, even a cooperative co-parent. That soon. And I kind of see how, I mean, there was a long time where you weren't picking Michael up by yourself.
Yeah.
And
I think it came to like when Mike couldn't do it is when I did it. And even then that was like really awkward and I'm sure it wasn't even discussed. So like you were surprised when you saw me.
Yeah. And that's the main thing is it wasn't discussed. Mike and I had our own boundaries and rules and they were constantly fault to him, but they were constantly crossed. And there was a lot of things I didn't know and it put a lot of distrust and hatred towards you, even though, you know, technically, you know, it probably wasn't your fault. You know, it was him. You know, yeah. He should have communicated better or, you know, whatever. But
it definitely could come off like a team effort.
Yeah, it could definitely come. I mean, you know, and I didn't know you, mm-hmm. you know, like, and I didn't know, you know, from the information and the things and how it was played towards me, it was, you know, you were evil. You were in on it. You know, like yeah. you guys were whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how it could definitely come across. And as far as you said, her husband picking up the child and it being okay, I think that that is okay because they're married. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're a girlfriend only of a year.
Yeah.
And if, you know, she's remarried to a husband, that's the child's, that they're stuck, they're lock and key. Like,
yeah.
And I know you guys have been together. I'm not trying to sound harsh, by the way. I'm just trying to, from a bio mom's point of view, like, a girlfriend, even if it's for a year isn't a long time. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but it's not in the grand scheme of things. And if she's remarried, that's that child's stepfather. Like, he should be yeah. able to go pick up his stepson,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, regardless of if you and I were friendly or not, if you and Mike were married.
Yeah.
You have it's a right to go pick
like
up.
A, yeah, like yeah. a responsibility at this point.
Correct. You guys are family at that point. Whether you and I are friendly, you and I are on good terms or not, like, that's your stepchild. Like, you yeah. have a right to go pick up your stepchild. You guys are family, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
I mean, unless they got married super quick, then I think that's kind of like...
I mean, it is what it is. Like, you guys are married. Like, that's your spouse in court.
Yeah.
That's allowed. I mean...
No, but I'd be so scared.
I would be, and trust me,
like, I have a husband.
No, I would be scared too, mm-hmm. like 100%. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know.
I think that I don't know my microphone. It seems off to me. I think the bio mom is going around it the wrong way. Like,
yeah, you read the entire email. Yeah. I haven't, just for the record,
saying that like I won't apologize and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's not okay either.
Don't be rude. Obviously, with only it being a year, it's new. I say all the time, like, people are going to go through their emotions. Like, even if she mm-hmm. is married and already established, to see her child and to see her ex with someone else and starting a family can still be sore. Like, I know people can move on and stuff like that, but, like, it still hits you, like, in feelings. Like you're human. So, like, mm-hmm. let her process her feelings. It's still been a year. It's still technically new. Hold on, I was trying to think of, like, the other parts.
And you don't know, like, what's going on. Like, if... So, a lot of the issue I had, you know, with Tiffany, not even having an issue, because, you know, I didn't know her, but, you know, it's guilty by association. So, if Mike and I were fighting, and, you know, like, we were not in a good place, like, I didn't want to be around Tiffany either, because, again, like, you guys were, like, a... You know, how is your ex's relationship with... You know what I mean? Like,
the ex...
Yeah, like, how are the exes?
I think it was volatile. I think they argue over text.
Yeah, so she's not going to be, like, super welcoming to his new girlfriend. Well, yeah, because
she's probably going to think, like, oh, if he's being a jerk, they're sitting there, like, talking yeah, about exactly. me or, like, making fun of the text messages, stuff like that. She's starting on a defensive
yeah.
end or whatever it's called like that. Yeah. And I think it honestly is going to just take time with her being used to being around. As far as, like, the apology goes, her saying that she'll never apologize, I would never expect in a co-parenting relationship to ever expect apologies for anyone. Like, you cannot expect people to treat you the way that you would treat other people. You might have to cut your losses if she eventually does end up being nicer, kinder, and stuff like that, kind of sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like maybe things might be moving fast and she might be concerned, and instead of addressing it in a calm manner, she mm-hmm. is probably freaking out and trying to control what she can, which is the child.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, within 1 year, and, you know, there's a new girlfriend involved, you guys are moved in together already, I could see her probably just kind of, like, freaking out and stuff.
And again, like I said, and again, like, if the relationship with the ex, like, the dad and, you know, the bio mom isn't that great, like I said, it's probably just, like, guilty by association, you know, like, yeah. unfortunately. The best thing you can do is let her form. That was the best thing we did, like, Tiffany and I did for each other, was not listening, her not listening to what Mike was saying about me, because, you know, Mike's perception and version of me was different. You know what I'm trying yeah. to say? Like, you got to know me for me with your own open mind.
Well, Mike saw you as an ex, and I just saw you as Michael's mother, which yeah. made it a little bit easier.
And I did the same thing, like, just getting to know her versus, like, Mike's new wife or whatever. Yeah. Like, just getting to know each other as people informing our own opinions rather than listening to others' opinions on us, you know?
Yeah.
That was the best thing we could have done. And that takes time, you know, like it took 4 years for us being passing each other in each other's lives for that to happen. And at that point, we had been in each other's lives for long enough. I had known that they had been together for 4 years. They weren't going anywhere. They weren't even married yet. So, but at that point, you know, like I saw she was sticking around. She was doing things. She was going to events, you know, like she was taking care of my son. And it made things a lot easier.
Yeah. And two points that was made in the email is about the whole, like, not looking. She won't even look me in the eyes or whatever. Megan and I did not look at each other.
Period.
We didn't talk. We were around in areas. We definitely avoided each other. I did not want to look at her where she would, like, catch me looking at her and it was going to start, like, an argument or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take that as rude, if that makes any sense. Like, it could be rude if she was, you know, calling you out and fighting and starting a drama there. She's avoiding you. Maybe she's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think that's completely normal. That's exactly how we were in the beginning as well.
For years. Years.
Yeah, we just did it. Even, like, the quick highs, like you were saying, like, we don't have to make eye contact. Like, we were just like, hi, sit down, and that's mm-hmm. it type of thing. And then as far as the...
And there were times in the beginning, too, that we didn't even sit together.
No. Or look at each other or say anything.
Yeah. Like, Travis and I would be, like, over here, and then you guys would be, like, three rows back over there, especially if Mike and I were fighting.
Yeah.
We were not sitting together.
So I think that, just take it with a grain of salt, you were bringing up wanting to get her to trust you to be alone with the child. I don't think I was even comfortable being alone with Michael in the first year, maybe almost the second year, unless I absolutely had to be. Because it's a scary thing. One, it's a scary thing for someone to, essentially, it's a stranger being with their child.
Did she say how old the child was?
I don't think so.
Maybe. Because Michael was 3.
8-year-old.
8-year-old. Okay. Yeah. So that's an older kid.
8-year-old. Yeah. Don't have to worry about that butt wiping situation. Yeah. I knew, just being as a female, like when I first met Mike and stuff like that, that I just didn't feel comfortable with being Michael with alone. One, because I didn't know how to mother him, so I was just going to be terrified. And two, I just didn't want to start drama if, God forbid, something happened to him. Megan knew that, like, he was alone with a girlfriend of a few mm-hmm. weeks or a few months and stuff like that. It takes time. Like, I know she said something, mentioned about wanting to gain trust from the bio mom. That takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes some people maybe a few years, maybe a few months. It took Megan and I maybe several years, I guess. But it definitely takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I not that you're in a bad spot, but how do I say it? Like, you're not, it could be worse.
It could be worse, for sure. You guys could be fighting in parking lots, like, physically.
Yeah.
I mean, or you have to do police station trade-offs.
So, I would just take it with a grain of salt. Things are moving maybe a little bit quicker than she's comfortable with. Take it day by day. And I think things will get better after a few years.
I'm telling you, I can feel it in my soul. I bet you it's because her relationship with the bio dot is just not, they're probably constantly going at it. And she's just in the crossfires,
yeah,
to be honest.
Well, yeah, if she can't stand the ex who is your partner, you're mm-hmm. automatically not going to be standing either, because you are.
And if she's saying, like, you know, like, I'm not apologizing and stuff, like, it took me a long time to realize, like, even to this day, like, I'm not going to get all the apologies I'm owed. And when you get into the situation that we're in now, like, I mean, there's times where things are brought up and, like, it, like, triggers, like, a flashback or, like, PTSD or something in me. And I have to, like, get upset to myself real quick and be like, we moved on from that. Like, mm-hmm. it is what it is. You kind of have to just, like, forget the past and leave it in the past and move on. So I would give it some time. If you do want to speak with her, I would maybe, you know, try to speak out, see if she wants to meet up for coffee or something.
She asked to meet up for coffee, and the bio mom said no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember that as soon as you said it. Which it might take time. I mean, I think if Megan and I would have met up for coffee in year one, I don't think it would have gone.
I would have never been open to it.
Yeah.
Either I wouldn't have gone, or I would have been super defensive and not have listened to anything you say. It wasn't until Mike and I were so bad, and it had been so many years, and I knew that Michael was coming home, like, talking so sweetly about Tiffany and all this stuff. And remember, kids hear everything. So if they hear everything, mm-hmm. whether you want to or not, if you're talking bad about that other parent, I promise you they know, even if they're not saying anything.
Yeah.
And I knew there was something that happened, and I think we were like texting about Michael at some point, and Mike was just being a dick about something. And then you came through and you were like, I don't know why he's acting like this. It's not fair. It's okay for me. And she kind of like went over Mike's head and, you know, agreed with me. And I was just kind of like, damn, this bitch is kind of cool. Like I saw like firsthand, like she's really putting Michael first rather than you could have easily been like, no, you know, like whatever. But she was genuinely putting, look at me saying genuinely instead of generally, putting Michael's what was best for him first. And it kind of clicked for me right then, like, damn, she's a really good woman. Like, I should stop being such a bitch. So it'll take some time. And I'm telling, since the kid's older and stuff, like the kids love to talk. Okay. They will just be, the best thing you can do is just be kind to your stepchild or the child and just give it time, girl. Just
Yeah,
if you want to say something, do it. Maybe not make it 3 pages, because if I were to receive a three, I wouldn't read the whole thing. I'm gonna be honest. I just express like, hey, you know, like it doesn't have to be like this. Like I want to talk about, you know, why I'm, and just leave it in her court. Be like, you know, if may not be next week that she wants to talk, but maybe, you know, 6 months down the line, something might click and she'll always remember, like, hey, you know, she did reach out. Maybe now's the time. Tiffany and I met up in a mall parking lot one of the first times we talked.
We did.
So.
Yep. It takes time. That's all I have to say about that. But I do hope that it turns out to be better.
I
I don't
know.
think you're in a horrible position.
Yeah.
It seems like it's new and starting out, and it seems, I mean, not similar to us, but it seems like kind of like a normal place to be at when you are dealing with co-parenting and four people involved, with four very different emotions. So.
And the best thing I can say too is really just try to put yourself in the other situation. Like imagine you having a kid and another woman you don't know is coming in trying to be alone with your kid, and you're not comfortable with it, but there's not really nothing you can do because the kid has to go over to the other house. Like, how would you feel, you know?
And not being able to express those concerns to the ex and hoping that he can see that, and support you in that, because now that y'all are divorced, he doesn't have to support you if he doesn't fucking want to.
Period.
So yeah.
Hope that helps. Yeah, I know it's kind of all over the place, but
It was, I'm sorry. I was trying to do it as short as possible, but read everything, get all the information in. So I
yeah,
love that for us.
I would continue. I would try though. I would maybe try a letter. If she doesn't want to meet up for coffee, that's okay. You got to respect that. There's nothing wrong with that. I like I said, I wouldn't have wanted to meet up. I wouldn't meet up with Tiffany a year in for coffee. I'd be like, for what?
I know. That would have been so
Just
awkward.
give it time, girl. I know it sucks, but just give it time.
If you guys need an I need a best, well, if you guys need an I need a bestie,
If you
if you
need a
guys
bestie.
need a bestie, you can email us at fromblendedtobesties@gmail. Girl, I had a brain fart.
I saw it.
fromblendedtobesties@gmail.com, and we will help you out with any advice that we think is best. But
Yes.
they're all our opinions are our own, and we are not professionals.
Correct. And it doesn't have to be co-parenting. It could be advice on anything.
Yes.
All right. So today I
Saul.
saw this article, which made me think about my own parenting, how I am now versus, you know, like 5 years ago.
I'm
And I
scared.
didn't know there was a term for it. And there's a bunch of terms apparently that I was not
I know,
in
I was looking
on.
at all the different ones, like,
Can you
what
pull up
the
that article?
heck?
So I learned what an almond mom was from TikTok.
Okay, so what is an almond mom? Because I also saw
I'm about to
that,
tell
and I
you.
thought, can I tell you what I thought it was? A mom who only eats an almond, or like was
Well,
trying to stay like skinny or something.
that's what like they're like comparing it to.
I was like, an almond
Well,
mom.
there's a bunch of moms. Let's see. There's silky, crunchy, and scrunchy
Okay.
moms, which are weird. An almond mom is like, actually, I'm not even sure what an almond mom is. We'll look it up in a second. But I'll tell you what the other ones were.
Okay.
So I know a crunchy mom is like the moms who like won't let their kids play with like plastic stuff. They're like super extreme. They use products that are as close to nature as possible. Holistic, natural, organic when it comes to food, toys.
And what mom is that?
This is the crunchy.
I am not a crunchy mom. I know that.
Environmentally health and socially conscious. So that's the crunchy ones. I see them on TikTok all the time. Crunchy parents can be seen as snobby and titleists because they won't let your kid, no plastic, no screen time.
I love that.
No stuff like that. Like, they are like just very one end.
Yeah. I cannot imagine just eating only organic food. I know some people do that, but I do not have organic money.
Right? So someone said, she's kind of crunchy. This is a quote from the article. It says, "I'm not going to make my kid eat a banana at the birthday party, but I am going to find a piece of cookie cake without the red frosting because the red dye 40.
What is the deal with red dye 40? Like, what? What's the big deal about
that? I have no idea. I thought red dye was made from like crushed up beetles.
I don't know.
Wait, what is that?
Something I just see a lot of people, they were like pulling the candy, the Halloween candy that had red dye 40. And I just.
Apparently it's really bad.
I get that, but I'm still alive.
We'll look it up in a second. I'm going to read the rest of these moms. Then we'll look up Almond Mom and we'll look up the Red Dye 40 because I'm also curious about that. I don't have my phone because I'm recording. Yeah, okay, so here's a Silky Mom. All right, so what is a Silky Mom? As the Crunchy Mom moniker began gaining more backlash, the term Silky sprung up. Okay, so Silky parents are modern and are into using advances in science, medicine, and technology to aid in her parenting. Silky moms are the moms that will do anything to make your life more convenient.
That sounds like me.
Which includes using medical hospital birds. Like, a crunchy mom is like natural. Like, they don't have epidural or anything. So the medicated hospital births, disposable diapers, they do sleep training, and they do bottle feeding. Because they don't want off to titty.
No, I love that. I could see myself being like a silky mom. Why not make your life like easier?
Hold on. In other words, silky parents are opposite of the word crunchy parents. If a crunchy parent exclusively uses cloth diapers, silkies are proud of disposables and the cheapest ones at that.
Okay, I don't think I'd use the cheapest ones. That's funny though. I keep seeing things for like the cloth diapers, and I know that it's probably good for the environment, and I know that it saves you money and stuff like that, but I cannot for the life of me just have poop in my washer and dryer all the time. Just, I can't.
So it's, if crunchy moms only give their kids essential oils when they're sick, a silky mom rattles bottles of Tylenol and Motrin in their kids' faces.
I love that.
Yeah, crunchy moms are anti-screen time and silky parents are happy to park their kids in front of an iPad. Okay. And then there's a scrunchy mom.
Interesting.
Which is like a mixture of the two. We love nice wooden toys, but would for sure buy them fun plastic light-up ones as well. So the crunchy moms only use wood stuff. Like, they don't let your kids play with plastic. Oh, they're like
the Montessori.
Yeah.
Learning, independent learning stuff.
They only use glass bottles, but will use plastic ones if they're traveling on the go. Scrunchy mom. I breastfeed in public while drinking a Coca-Cola.
I don't think I'm a crunchy mom at all, and I think I'm
You're not a crunchy mom at all.
But, like, I don't think I'd be a silky mom. I don't think I'd be throwing, like, a bunch of medicines in a baby face just because I know how Mike is. And I don't think I'd buy the cheapest diapers. Because I also,
this is so crazy. Can you look up what an Almond Mom is?
An Almond Mom?
Yeah. Almond Moms are like, I think those are those moms that are like obsessed with like the way that things look and they want you to be like skinny and I can't remember what kind of mom that is. Oh, Luna's barking.
I know. What is an almond mom? The phrase came from the awareness that mothers can, and sometimes do, transmit disordered eating to their children by telling their children it's okay to starve themselves to look thin, and that thinness and body image are extremely important. It's just healthy eating.
Yeah, like extreme healthy eating. So it's kind of like the crunchy, but like minus like the toys and stuff. So almond moms are like, you don't need a candy bar, just eat an almond.
I can't like say you don't need a candy bar because I'll have the candy bar in my hand.
Yeah, I stay eating candy bars.
But we're like going into a whole different thing. Helicopter parents, snowplow. Oh, mom. Yeah,
that was on my list too. So helicopter, snowplow. What's a snowplow mom?
I don't know. I'm scared to type this, or I'm scared to look at it.
I'm definitely 100% a helicopter mom. I think more moms need to be helicopter moms.
There's five moms. There's by the book mom, go with the flow mom, martyr mom, guilt-free mom, and the perfect mom.
Girl, I would rather die than be a go with the flow mom.
They said the
by. I'm like the opposite of go with the flow.
You're go with the flow, and you're like, oh hell no.
Absolutely. But what time does the flow start? Is all I need to know.
The by the book mom is generally a first time mom, because they do everything by the book. She knows the recommended amount of sleep, food, dirty diapers, and infant Tylenol a baby should have according to his age and weight. This mom is full of knowledge. She tends to have a lot of anxiety. I wonder why it says in here.
That's me.
The go with the flow mom is the polar opposite of by the book mom. She is attuned to the baby's needs. She's completely calm and unfazed. This mom is good to have as a reminder not to freak out over every little thing, but sometimes she can be a little too laid back. I love that. The martyr mom is very common. Oh, that's cute.
Is this
your martyr mom, bitch?
I'm a martyr.
She always puts herself last.
That is me, man.
Whether she's eating, sleeping, or even basic personal hygiene.
That's
true. Her babies are always adorably dressed and clean. She's always rumpled, rushed, and guzzling a lukewarm latte because she didn't have.
What about a lukewarm energy drink that I haven't eaten this morning either?
She will give you her last wipe or her goldfish cracker. She is never available for a mom's night out though, because she doesn't feel right asking anyone else to watch the kids.
That is me. No. Okay.
The guilt-free mom is a rare breed. Guilt-free mom may travel for work, go on weekend getaways with friends, and to the gym regularly, and may even have hobbies. She doesn't feel the least bit guilty because her very capable husband carries at least half of the child raising and household loads. She loves her kids, but doesn't lavishly serve to their every working need. When you ask her how she does it, she laughs and shrugs. I just do. You would hate this mom if she wasn't so nice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then the perfect mom is the one who does everything right, always looks good doing it, she never complains, always smiles, dresses herself and her kids stylishly, has a clean house, well-behaved kids, and an involved spouse. She had an easy birth, no problems breastfeeding, she even looks good in a bikini and surprise. She doesn't exist, they said. If you think you know a perfect mom, you don't. Our side eye was to the fact that she has a husband that does at least half of everything. Must be Naz.
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely. That was not the list that I read. I'm definitely not an almond mom, but I will say I was talking. So I think this has to touch back on the. A couple episodes back, we were talking about like all the documentaries I've been watching and stuff. Mm-hmm. I used to be very like, you know, eat whatever, you know, play with whatever. And my mom went through a phase when I was about to be out of the house, but with like my brothers and stuff, where she was like, it needs to be organic. Uh-huh. Like she like completely changed, like tried to change like all of our eating habits and stuff. And we used to like make fun of her all the time. We're like, you're crazy. Like yeah. You're paying all this extra stuff. And like, she would like, you know, want to make stuff and all this. And I'm like, I'm never going to be like that. You know, it's just a waste of money and stuff. And I literally lived my life like that up until about like, 6-7 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly, and like it's been a slow transition.
Girl, do not say you're turning into your mother.
No, I'm not. Fuck no. But I am slowly turning into, not fully, it's like with like select things, but I am turning into like one of those like not crunchy, maybe scrunchy moms. I was talking to Travis about it the other day. And I am, like, certain things, like, it's all these fucking documentaries I've been watching. Like, girl, I started making our own peanut butter.
I cannot with you.
But I'm also still eating cookie butter from Trader Joe's. Yeah. So I think I am like one of those scrunchy or whatever. But yeah, like I told Travis, well, I think the issue is.
But I feel like if you also run out of peanut butter, you're also the first one to go to the store and buy it rather than make it.
I know, but I will only buy like certain ones. Like I won't use Jif or Skippier anymore.
I love Jif.
No, but this is, I almost texted you the other day and I used to love Jif too. The issue is like ever since being on keto that one time, you know, back the time I actually did it right when I was on it for like 4 months, you have to look at ingredients and everything. So I started watching all these documentaries, you know, doing keto during the pandemic or whatever, or before the pandemic, I don't know. But they just add so much shit. And it's like, why are you adding all these ingredients that are making us extra fat, extra this? Like, why does it need to be in there? And my thing was like, peanut butter is so easy to make. It's literally just ground peanuts. You can put peanuts in a fucking blender and blend it for a couple minutes and it turns into peanut butter. Like, why are you adding all these extra things?
I hate cleaning blenders.
Oh, it's the worst. I know, but I'm just saying, like, that was my whole thing. So when I was doing, like, more ingredients on research.
Doing your research on ingredients.
And I started looking, like, if you look at the back of Jif, like, why are there 17 ingredients if it's just supposed to be?
Like, preservatives to make sure it stays, like, well on the shelf for a long time.
And not just that. They add other oils and all other stuff, like, sugar and, like, all this, like, multiple different kinds of sugar, like, all kinds of shit. So Winn-Dixie, their brand, which is the same price as Jif, this is for you guys to know. Their ingredients is just peanuts and salt. That's it. Two ingredients. Good peanut. And it's good peanut butter. Like, yeah. It's good. So anyway, that's what I'm saying. I would go to the store and buy the Winn-Dixie one versus like, and it used to drive Travis crazy. He's like, that one's not on sale.
I can't. Yeah.
Going around and trying to, I don't know, just do things on my own. I tried making almond milk one time. That's one thing I'll never do.
No, fuck that. I just looked up the red dye stuff. Some people were saying that they thought it caused cancer, but it was debunked. And then some people were saying that it causes ADHD and hyperactivity. The only issue that I see with that is because I'm trying to go through all these things on Google, just a quick search. I'm not doing like research stuff. It's hard to like separate people's assumptions and then actual facts. Yeah. And it's so hard because I'm like trying to find like a freaking study or something, but I'll be here all day trying to fucking find it. I can't remember what it was. There was something that people freaked out about like a few years ago and people were like, I won't do this. Absolutely not. And I was just like, but everyone has like, we found a bunch of like medical journals and stuff like that. And like, people are getting it wrong. Like, you're making a fear out of things that you're getting wrong. Like, at least get it correctly. I think probably because of that, one, I don't spend time doing the research that I should be doing. And two, like, if I've taken it, I'm just like, it should be fine. I'm still fine. It's just,
for me, it's just like, I just can't get over like the why. Because, you know, like, I still do. Like, I still fucking buy Toaster Strudels.
Yeah.
If I can afford to make something better, like, better. My whole thing is, like, whole ingredients. I don't care if shit has sugar in it. I don't care, you know. As long as it's not fake sugar and it's, like, real sugar. Like, I say it all the time. I'm like, it has really clean ingredients. Like, that's all I care about. Whole, clean ingredients. The Chobani creamer I use. It has a shit ton of sugar in it, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's just cream.
You mean the, like, seven Chobanis that you have?
Tell the people the truth. I like variety, okay? It just has really whole, clean ingredients that I can pronounce. I know exactly what I'm putting into my body. And I don't know. Is that a crunchy mom? I do that with a lot of shit, though. Like,
I don't think
it's
that's
so
a crunchy
things.
Mom, because you're still, like, you...
No, like I said, like, I'm still eating, like, frozen pizza. I'm still, you know, like, some things I'm just not going to change. But the things that, like, I can afford to change, I'm trying to change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think that'd be, like, a scrunchy mom to two, though. I tell myself all the time when I eat bad stuff, I'm like, I could just work out and be healthier. I could drink more water.
No, I'm still drinking fucking energy drinks that have, God, I don't even know what's in it. I'm scared to look.
I definitely think it's a balance thing. Mm-hmm. I think living your life, eating not healthy, eating all this, you know, red dye, all these extra preservative stuff, and then not taking care of yourself, like working out or drinking water and stuff like that. That's too much. But I think like playing in the middle should be safe.
That's what I tell Travis all the time. I'm like, I can't afford or do I have the time or patience to change everything?
Yeah.
But I do, I have changed a lot of things. Like, we don't drink regular animal milk anymore. Even though I'm not lactose intolerant, we do, we have switched to like either oat milk or almond milk, mm-hmm. just because our regular milk has fucking sugar in it. Like, why the fuck are you putting sugar in milk?
I don't know. I've never looked at the milk's ingredients.
Sugar is in there. And I'm like, for that. What though? Like, why?
Girl, I'm taking advantage of the milk that I could be drinking right now because I'm just lactose
free. Sometimes we do.
Lactose free right now.
Sometimes we do. But I don't know. Just like, it just bothers me. I'm like, and maybe I watch too many conspiracy things and stuff. I don't know. But it's just like, why? Like, why are you putting all this shit in stuff that doesn't need it? Like, it's just, I don't know. Still buy jelly. Well, actually, the jellies I've changed. We don't buy regular jelly anymore. I buy, like, preserves.
I think that's what we buy, too. I don't know. I honestly don't pay attention to half the shit that I buy sometimes. Yeah. I try to do the best of both worlds. Like, keep eating healthy as far as fruits and vegetables, you know, go. But, you know, I love giving Michael and Bryce, like, the snacks that, like, I has had as a kid. Like, when those Dunkaroos came out, and I was like, all these kids are gonna love it.
I bought Dunkaroos, too. But, I mean, like, just, like, things that we eat a lot of, like, even, like, granola bars and stuff, I've been, like, slowly switching. I mean, if they're on sale, I'll buy, like, the Nutri-Grain bars or whatever. But, like, if I can help it, I'll try to go. Aldi has a bunch of really great, cheap, whole ingredient type foods.
Did you see that they're switching out the Winn-Dixies to Aldi's now?
I did, and it makes me so sad because their peanut butter is so, it's so clean. I'm like, trying to buy it now. I'm like, damn, but yeah, I saw that.
You buy peanut butter from Winn-Dixie?
Yeah.
Oh, but isn't Aldi going to have a good brand, probably?
Probably. Aldi has a lot of really great stuff, a lot of really whole, great ingredients, a lot of their stuff.
I'm excited. Mike says that they're definitely, because they're from somewhere else, that they have like a healthy, they have a different set of requirements for their food and stuff, so mm-hmm. it should be better stuff.
Their meat's really good too, Aldi. Mm-hmm. Yep, we buy a lot of stuff from there. They have a lot of really great cheeses and dairy and stuff.
I think my biggest issue is if the stuff that was good for you wasn't so fucking expensive, because I've definitely sat there where I'm like, man, I know this one is good, but the cheap one that has, like, you know, really bad for you was like $6 cheaper.
I know. Like, and that's where I stuck at. That's what I told Travis. I was like, if I could switch everything over, I would. But I was like, we just can't afford it. Yeah, so you have to eat shitty. And I'm still, listen, I'm not trying to act all high and mighty, whatever. I don't got it all figured out. I still be pulling through the McDonald's and the Taco Bell, okay?
I think if we had $1 million and we were eating super healthy.
Still be going through Taco Bell because I love Taco Bell. But I'm just talking like the things that we, like I said, like I completely switched out our milk just because, and I buy the unsweetened plain milk because we don't even drink milk really anyway. I use it mostly to cook, and the kids eat cereal. So they're already getting all the sugar in the fucking cereal. Your milk will be fine. Just add the sugar from that.
Girl, I swear to God, I ate cereal with unsweetened almond milk, and there was tears rolling down my face. It was the saddest experience in my life.
I bought, we do sugar-free, and I try to cut out, like, as much sugar as I possibly can, because we eat so much sugar. We eat a lot of sugar. So, I buy them, you know, we have the pancakes and, you know, the Eggo waffles or whatever, which already have a shit ton of fucking sugar in them. So I buy sugar-free syrup to put on top. Girl, I bought a new brand, a cleaner brand. Cause again, like the sugar alternatives, if it's not like monk fruit or whatever, you know, sucralose or whatever it's called,
sucralose,
whatever, is really bad for you. Mm-hmm. So monk fruit is supposed to be, or like the coconut, whatever the coconut alternative, whatever. Anyway, so I bought the one with the better quote unquote sugar alternative. Girl, you thought that I was the Grinch that stole Christmas from Bryce. He was, and I will say, it was not good.
Really? It sucks when you can taste the difference.
I know, like, and it was already bad enough that I, like, switched them completely to, like, sugar-free, to the point where they weren't even complaining anymore. Like, they would have sugar, like, right, because my dad buys, like, the super expensive, like, maple syrup that's, like, $12 a bottle, like, the real. And he'd go over there and they'd be like, man, this is so sweet. I'm like, yeah, you know, that sucks. So they would come back to our house and it would be sweet, but not like, you know, whatever. And then I switched him again and Bryce was fucking pissed.
I love that.
To the point where he was crying and Travis took fucking chocolate syrup and poured it on his to make it taste better. Yeah. But again, the chocolate syrup is sugar-free too.
I don't think I have anything in this house sugar-free, unfortunately.
We're going to be swapping, I think, again, because again, like I just did a bunch of fucking research on the sugar alternatives. And, you know, I love me a sugar alternative, but it has to be like a better one, I guess. Yeah. Like a coconut sugar, or I'd rather them have like coconut sugar or monk fruit or something rather than a fake chemical.
That poor child is going to start sneaking to my house just to get syrup.
I know. I will say I tried it and I was like, damn, this does taste like shit. So I'm going to have to figure out. Or maybe I'll just start buying. But again, like, I can't just start buying the real maple syrup because it's like fucking $12 a bottle. Yeah. So, and that's
the
thing that
sucks. Like, the good, better quality stuff is so freaking expensive. But no.
My dad takes his syrup like very, very, very seriously. Even though he's got fucking diabetes.
Like, cannot with him.
He will throw down some money for a syrup. He went to Disney one time and bought a $60 syrup.
I love that for him. Guess what I'll never do in my life?
$60 fucking dollars.
I don't even put syrup on my waffles or pancakes. I just eat them plain.
Bryce did that. Because the only syrup we had left was that new one that I bought. And he was like, I'll just eat it plain.
Yeah, I just eat them plain. I never really liked syrup to begin with. But yeah, I don't switch out on the stuff. I do live the model by like YOLO. You only live once.
I'm watching all these documentaries and stuff. And it's so important to just watch what you're putting in your body.
Bitch girl, I'll be watching those documentaries with a McDonald's in my hand.
No, me too. And I love that. But like you said, it's like balance. Like I can control, like what I can afford to control and like what's super easy to do. Like the peanut butter, for example, like it's so easy just to grind up. And yeah, it sucks to clean the blender, but you get a whole bunch. It'll last you a long time. And that's one less chemical.
You enjoy making things, though.
I don't, though. Like, it's not. I don't want to do it.
I feel like you do. Like, you make all these things, and then I know you, like, tell me about them, and I'm like, I don't know why she tells me. Like, she knows, like, you know I don't enjoy cooking, it. So it's like, I'm going to go to the store.
I don't enjoy it, but it makes me feel better deep down that, like, I'm giving something better to my kids, you know, like I am, my hormones are so fucked up and it's from all the shit that I drink and eat. Like, you know, I've got hairs growing in weird places. Like, it's just my, you know, like, and I'm trying to like clean up and, you know, like do what I can for my diet. Cause you know, that's 90% of it.
Yeah.
And my kids too, like, you know, if you look, do a little bit of research, kids are going into puberty a million times faster than they are before from all the hormones that they're injecting into our meats and all this stuff. And I'm trying my best with the resources I have to just be cleaner, eat healthier, feel better. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't enjoy it.
I made
banana bread yesterday because I had bananas that were literally black on the counter.
Yeah, you did, and you didn't bring any.
Yeah, I'm also regretting it because now I have none to eat right now.
No, I love that.
It was good.
That sounds like it's good. See, I love banana bread and I love stuff like every single time. I don't know why I'm crying. Every time.
You don't have to do this. I'm just saying for me and my house.
It just came out of nowhere.
She's literally crying because I didn't bring her banana bread. When I will literally see you tomorrow, I will bring you some then. I will bring some to you at car drop off when we pick up Michael.
What happened out of nowhere?
It's going to be, let's take a pause. So Tiffany can take a break from the fact that.
I don't know, tears just came out of nowhere.
I know, when this baby's born, my instincts of being clean is going to take over. And I'm going to start coming to your house with like fresh peanut butter and like fresh jelly and stuff.
And that's the thing.
I'm gonna be like, don't give the baby those chemicals.
That's the thing though, because I feel like when you make stuff like that, like I still eat it. Like I don't know if this is a weird thing. I don't care about flavor, I guess.
Like
I'm not one, like you can feed me that, I'm gonna be like, oh, like this one tastes better, that one tastes better. Yeah. Like, to me, like everything tastes, they have differences and stuff like that, but like it still tastes good. I love, you know, vegan food. I love tofu food. I think it's different. Some people think it's gross and doesn't have flavor.
You know where I want to go back to? This is totally off topic and has nothing to do with the podcast. I want to go back to that vegan place.
The place we went to in Tampa?
Yes. Now that you're not pregnant, can you drink tea? You can drink tea, right? We got tea there.
Yeah, Kalijah. Kalijah's the best. It's by USF. If you guys haven't been there, 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
My favorite place to go to when I went to college.
That food was delicious. We need to go back there.
I'm sure they have teas that are caffeine-free. But
anyway, okay. Back to what you're talking about.
Fucking going there. Don't bring that up, girl. Now I'm gonna think about the whole entire time.
I know, I'm thinking about it all day today too now.
I fucking love
that food. Was so good.
Kalash is my favorite, and that's, I've taken Mike there before, and I think he had the noodles. I can't remember if he liked it or not, but they're vegan. It's tofu with the noodles and stuff.
Oh, we need to go back to that spicy Ethiopian place too. I wanted to take Travis there.
It's delicious.
Queen of Sheba, is that what it's
yes,
called?
Yes, Queen of Sheba.
Oh, God, the place is so good.
All of those things. I eat so many different flavors that, like, if Megan made a freaking sugar-free peanut butter, like, it'd be different, but I'm going to still eat it and be like, you know, food is food to me. Like,
yeah,
it's not going to go in my belly. I don't have preferences compared to other people, but am I going to make it myself? No.
Yeah, it's not even necessarily about, I mean, of course, listen, the Jif tastes better. It's got fucking sugar in it. Yeah. It's got all these things. They do it so it tastes better. I mean, I get it.
Delicious.
The other peanut butter just tastes like, it just tastes like peanuts, like ground up. Like, it's not super sweet. It's not super, you know, whatever. It's just, it makes me feel better knowing, okay, I'm going here to eat peanut butter. That's all I'm eating is just peanuts. I'm not eating palm oil and soy oil or whatever, all these different. Like, why do we need so many fucking oils in there? Peanuts have oil in them. They come up with their own oil. That's why you have to mix natural peanut butters. Like, why are you adding 47 other oils? And it's not a fucking preservative. Like, why are you adding it? Like, it just irritates me. And I know why. Because I watched a bunch of fucking documentaries on it. And I'm not getting into it. But it's just fucking annoying. Like, why? Why are you adding all this shit?
I know. I basically eat whatever served to me now that I think about it.
While you were talking.
Because Megan will come over and bring stuff, and I'm like, I'll eat it. I'll eat
it. I'm going to be bringing that stuff to the baby. I'm going to be like, just swap out your peanut butter real quick.
Oh, I love that. Unless she has a peanut butter allergy.
Yeah.
Which I don't think anyone in my family does.
I made almond milk one time because I was like, I can make this. It's going to be so much cheaper. Girl, it was the most labor-intensive thing, and it didn't even taste that good. Everyone's like, oh, it tastes so much better when you make it homemade. It did not taste better, first of all. It tasted exactly the same, and it just took so much. It ruined my fucking cheesecloth, which cheesecloths are like $5. I could not get all the almonds out of that. It took so long. Yeah, and so much squeezing, and just so, girl, it was not worth it. And I was like, never again. I want to start making, I used to make my own cold brew.
You know what we could do together? And I'm totally just throwing this out here. This has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about. You're good with making things.
Am I good, though? Because I'd be fucking up a lot of shit.
No, I love that for you. I'm good at couponing.
Are you?
Yeah, I've never told you the stories.
I've always said that I want it. I think we have talked about this briefly in the past. I don't know if we've ever talked about it.
I used to be so good at couponing. Not only did
we have... I always wanted to be an extreme couponist. I just don't have the patience for it.
I would do research for... hours, go to like six different... Why aren't we doing this? It takes a lot. It takes so much.
Oh, I know. My mom used to do it. My mom did it when, I don't know.
Coupons for months. I had a coupon sorter book thingy that would sort them by categories.
My mom would get so much shit for free. It would be like the most random things too, like laundry detergent. She would have like 19 of them. And then my mom would go and meet people in, like, parking lots at, like, dusk and, like, trade coupons with people.
Okay, I never did that.
Yeah, she'd be like, I have to go. And I'm like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm meeting someone at Publix to trade some coupons. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I did something a long time ago. And I'm the type of person, like, I won't get...
I remember you got dog food.
Yes, so much dog food. I don't go to, like, let's say I go to Publix. I don't go and, like, take all their dog food and, like, leave people without it because I think that's kind of fucked up. I'll go to six different Publixes. I'll make the drive.
And take that's one fine. Bag at each one or something.
But I did. There was a special that Publix did with BOGO, and then the coupon was BOGO, and then I had a manufacturer coupon that happened to have, like, money on it or whatever. So I got, like, 80 bags of dog food when I just had Sadie.
I love
super
that.
Super tiny. 80 bags of dog food, and Publix had to give me $10 back at every Publix that I was at. So I made money, essentially. But I had too much dog food. So then we had to go to, like, dog shelters and just donate it because there was no way Sadie's going to eat 80 bags of dog food.
I remember that.
But Mike was like, you're making money from this? And I was like, yes, apparently. And when they would see that, like, Publix cashiers would see the negative 10, and they're like, you owe $10. And I'm like,
you owe me $10.
No, I don't. There's a negative this, sir. I don't owe you shit. And I was that type of girl where if I went to one Publix and there was the negative $10 and I went to another one, they're like, that'll be $2.30. I'm like, you did something wrong. Figure it out again. Redo this because this is not what the number is. I'm telling you right now.
I was just at the other Publix.
I know. But it took so much work. It was exhausting. It was exhausting. And I was trying to be like very kind with like doing the math and like telling people like your math is not right. Like you're going to have to fix all of this. I was trying to take the lane that didn't have anyone, try to go at times where it wasn't packed and stuff like that.
And I always wanted to be just the thrill of it. Like my mom used to get money back too. And she would just have so much shit. Like I remember just walking into her house. She would always get like tons of like cleaning products and like laundry soap and stuff. Even though I wouldn't use laundry soap because I make my own laundry soap. And then she would just like either donate. So she would have so many toothbrushes and toothpaste and like deodorants, like all kinds of stuff. And then you could just like donate it, but you're making money back. And I would love to do that. Like, I just don't know how. One and two, I just don't think I have the patience to like clip through everything.
There's like research, six different couponing.
And you have to get a lot companies. Of newspapers too.
Yeah. Get the newspapers Sunday morning before everyone else does because they do fucking sell out. I know people act like no one reads the newspapers. They do.
And now there's digital coupons and there's like the physical coupons.
It's the same thing. So it really doesn't matter. But I do like the physicals better because it just makes it easier to like know like I gave you three versus digitals and stuff like that. And then you have to match the manufacturer coupon to like a store coupon to
You can't stack coupons a lot of the times.
Why not?
It'll say on the coupon, like not stackable.
You can't stack a manufacturer with a manufacturer, but you can stack a manufacturer with a, like if Publix had their own coupon and the brand had their own coupon, you can use both. And then if Publix is doing like a BOGO or a sale on that, then you use that as well. That's where the best deals were. And then sometimes there'd be brands that I'm like, damn, I never used this brand before, but we're going to use it this week. But we did it for a long time and saved a lot of money, but I would spend hours, as soon as I got off of work, spend hours on the computer, tell Mike, I'm be like, I'm going to six different gas stations to get the newspaper.
That was my mom too.
It was stressful, but I feel like doing couponing and you making stuff, like we'd be great.
Yeah.
We'd have so many things.
We should do something like that. Extreme couponing, Moms of Tampa edition. That would be hilarious. We should one week just to see like what we could. We'll check back. Make it a TikTok.
I know.
How much money can we actually save?
People used to ask me, they're like, how do you do it? I'm like, I can't sit here all day and explain it to you. Especially when I opened the car trunk because I had the Explorer at the time. And people were like, that's a lot of dog food. How many dogs do you have? And I'm like,
one. Yeah, we should. We'll have to see.
But it was a great time.
Because we can hit a lot of stores. You can hit all the ones up here. I can hit all the ones down in Sarasota. Yeah.
Did it to get stuff that we needed. We saved a lot of money and it was around the holidays. So I got to spend the extra money on buying Michael. I think it was the most I ever got Michael for Christmas before, which I don't know why I went that ham because now he thinks that that's expectation.
That's the standard. But it's not. Yeah.
But got so many things and the things that I didn't need. I never saw. I would see people sell it on couponing sites. I'm like, that's so fucked up. Like you're selling stuff that's sold out that you could be like donating. I donated to the dog shelters or homeless shelters. Or just gave it if I knew like there was
a
shortage.
That would be a cute idea. They could do like little gift baskets and like hand them out to shelters and stuff.
Do all those crazy things. There's like, a lot of essentials is what's BOGO, like cleaning supplies or toothbrushes or I don't know, random stuff. Even like the snack packages. I love doing the like little snacks for the kids. They're BOGO and then you stack them coupons and it's like free money.
We'll have to do that. That sounds really fun. I'm serious.
I know. Watch me cry trying to stack all these things. They're going to see in our next video. They're like, why is there like 600 toilet cleaners behind you guys? It was a sale.
See, now I want to see. Maybe in like a competition or something. Who can get the most shit? Who can save the most money?
The coupon. So how all these girls like Michaela does the makeup giveaways on Instagram. And it's our couponing giveaways where it's like three toilet bowl cleaners, two toothbrushes, six deodorants. You could win all this.
Oh, join our giveaway.
It's the coupon giveaway. You're getting a lot of variety.
Yeah, it really is like the most random stuff too. I just remember.
It makes no sense.
And then one year, like, you know, my mom, she didn't have a lot of money. So that's what she gifted us for like Christmas. Like,
she gifted you what?
Like four deodorants. Like a Swiffer duster.
I love that.
Just random shit.
No, I need to make like a cute deodorant packaging and put that in Michael's stocking.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna give him a variety. You can get a little sampler pack.
No, for real. But yeah, maybe we should do that. Just see how we coupon. Like coupon for a month and see like how much we actually saved.
Yeah, and then whatever we don't use, I mean, like I said, we could put like a gift basket together and give it to like a women's shelter or something. Mm-hmm. That'd be cute. That's a good idea.
Not for real, especially if I find that dog food thing again.
There you go.
Tell me which animal shelters around here need some food and we got you.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated in the next episodes on, I think we should start. What's today, Tuesday? When does the newspaper come out? Sunday?
Yeah. I think you can see the previews Wednesday, Thursday, or something like that. You have to see the previews in advance. And the coupons you get this Sunday, you don't use this Sunday. You might use next Sunday or the Sunday after. Hmm. See, it takes so much fucking work, man. It's,
get the binder ready.
No, I love that. Great memories.
So, we are going to Disney on Thursday. We're taking the whole fam. We're going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, so you guys will have to stay tuned.
That's going to be...
When is this episode coming out? Oh, we would already have been.
We're
back from Disney.
We will have already been. I just didn't know if we were bringing up, like, we're doing Vlogmas.
Yeah, we are doing Vlogmas.
Yes.
And that'll be...
So this episode, hold on, I'll try to do math in a second.
So the one we just filmed will be out this Thursday. So it'll be out the week of the 18th.
So we'll have two more podcasts out before we officially start Vlogmas. So our Disney trip to the Very Merry Christmas will be day one of Vlogmas.
Yep. So stay, if you're on watching us on YouTube, stay tuned for that. We do it every year. And then, look at this hair. Just not in the ponytail. I love that for me. And yeah, if you're not following us on YouTube, if you guys listen to us on Apple Podcast or
Spotify,
make sure you're following us on YouTube because we'll be doing little vlogs.
Yep.
Throughout our holiday season and check out past ones.
Yeah, super cute. Our favorite thing to do. And we're starting it up already because it's already here.
Yeah, we got a pre-film.
I know. It's insane.
Because there'll be a vlog coming out every single day.
Yes.
So, that's it.
So yeah.
We'll catch you guys in the next one.
Yep. Bye.